Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, it's another brisk edition, Memorial Day edition of the Over the Top podcast, and it is me, it's Jake Ryan here live on Metro Pro Week. Hope you guys are ready for a jam-packed show. We had to move the show up an hour because of the fact that my job is horrible. Not being a radio host, but my actual job outside of doing this. But let's welcome in my co-host at this time, Mr. James Head, who finally decided that he can show up this week. Sir, are you here? Sure.
Yes, I am. I am here, and I am on time for once.
This is his first time in almost 2 weeks he's been on the show.
Yeah.
So welcome back to the Over the Top podcast, which I've been flying solo for the last 2 weeks, but that's just how it goes. But tonight... So tonight we're talking Monday Night Raw. That's going to be happening in at the top of the hour. We're going to be talking a little bit of Metro Pro. We're going to be talking a little bit of other things. And also on top of that, we're also going to talk the future of the WWE. On top of that, we'll also be taking your calls throughout the show. If you want to call into the show, it's 213-943-3422. So you can get in, get your thoughts on, and we'll get you rocking and rolling this week. So, James...
Yes.
It's been a minute since we talked. What you been up to, sir?
Life's been crazy, and let's go on to tonight that DeJuan Mills, of all people, has put, since we're a part of that worldwide chapter, has put me in a Raw challenge tonight.
Yes, he has to go.
Yeah.
So in the next hour, he'll be doing a live Monday Night Raw Challenge for this group that we're in is known as the WWE Universe Worldwide Chapter, which someday we will have.
It's a pretty good group.
It's a fantastic group. If you're a fan of professional wrestling, it's a fantastic group. But that conversation for another day. Right now,
we got
Monday Night Raw coming up tonight. Tonight is the return of John Cena after an 8 month absence of a torn rotator cuff. So he'll be back tonight. So
yes, he will be.
What are your thoughts, James, on the return of the Dr. Thugonomics himself?
Boo. No, I'm just kidding. He's a phenomenal athlete, phenomenal great guy. I just wish they would actually bring him back as a heel. I think he plays a better heel in the WWE than a face.
I totally agree. But the thing is, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not a Cena fan by heart, duly because of the fact that Cena has been stale for the last 10 years. So we really need somebody to do something to switch it up and time for something different.
Well, and he just got over having surgery, and then his new reality show, The American Grant, which is actually a phenomenal show. Which it's on Thursday nights on Fox.
Yeah.
He's been busy doing that and everything else, so.
Yeah.
And then a lot
also
of charity
on top
work,
of
too.
That. Yeah, he does that, too. But also on top of that, today is a memorial edition of Over the Top, so me and James like to take this time to thank all the soldiers and veterans that have served our country ever. So we salute you from us here at Over the Top. Thank you for all you have done.
Yes, we do. And you know, the sad thing is that people take this time to celebrate the unofficial start of summer, but forget to thank the men and women that fight for our country.
So again, we here at Over Top thank all the veterans and everybody who's in the active service for protecting our country and letting us live free and be amazing. So, with that being said, let's shift forward to, as announced last week on SmackDown, there will be a live starting July 19th, I believe is the official date. July 19th,
SmackDown.
They will be doing a live SmackDown starting June 19th. They'll be every single week, every Tuesday night. Does that be known as Thursday
it'll
SmackDown?
Go live.
It'll be live every Tuesday night. So, with that being said, there's a draft coming very soon. And I think it's going to be the week before SmackDown goes live. So, we'll see how that goes.
And you and I both remember drafts. A lot of tag teams can get broken up.
Yeah, we just had drafts 3 weeks ago. But I think the drafts are I think the teams actually will be its own thing. So if you draft one member of the team, you get the whole team. I think that's how it works this year. Because earlier I saw the actual draft looks, because I saw like the New Day on one side, they had Gallows and Anderson on the other side, they had Joe and Balor on one side, Balor and Styles on one side, you had Seth Rollins, Reigns, and Dean Ambrose on one side, you had it all. So,
you know, and the thing is, I actually like the draft back in the old days where you could actually break up a team.
Yeah.
You know? Keep it fun. Break them up. Put like new tag teams together that you never thought would actually be a tag team.
Yes. As that's going on, we have to talk about tonight. We are, three or four weeks away from Money in the Bank. We already have a main event set for it being, it's going to be Rollins versus Reigns for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. But as that's going on, we also have the Money in the Bank ladder match. So far, six of the seven spots have been filled so far. But, James, who do you think will get that last spot in that most prestigious match known as the Money in the Bank ladder match?
Oh, wow. I really don't know. Who do you think is going to get the last spot?
I think AJ should be in it, personally.
I could see it. But didn't AJ lose his match to get into it?
But there could always be a last chance match. You never know.
Yeah, there could be a possibility. Or someone got hurt or something and gets put in.
Because Neville was supposed to be in the Battle Royal. I mean, not the Battle Royal, but the Money in the Bank. But there's also been rumblings and talks of a women's Money in the Bank ladder match.
Yeah, which I thought they already made an announcement.
Oh, it's been announced? Last I heard, it wasn't announced yet. So,
it would be a cool idea.
I mean, have like a women's Money in the Bank match, you know, you don't know who would be in it, but it'd be just set up cool, calm, collected. But on top of that, we have, so far, what I've been sort of, so with I believe all the participants in this match I think so far, you know, let me look really quick because I've not been kind of been under the loop. But people in that match are as follows at the moment. R will be, let me take a gander of a look because I don't have my notes necessarily in front of me right now. I'm kind of doing other stuff. Zayn, Ambrose, Owens, Cesaro, Jericho, and Del Rio so far. So who will be that last person? We should find out in the weeks to come.
Yeah.
And we have Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins so far.
Yeah, and I also think it could be a newcomer that actually wins the Money in the Bank. I could see Sami Zayn pulling down the briefcase, somehow screwing Kevin Owens again.
Yeah, and another thing that, and for those of you that are in the Las Vegas area, it will be at the new T-Mobile Arena that just opened up at the beginning of this year to get ready for its first WWE event live at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. Should be a jam-packed show so far. Then also, let's talk a little bit of NXT right now. NXT's takeover is coming up 2 weeks.
I thought it was June 12th. June 12th, maybe?
June 8th.
Okay.
It's 2 weeks away. It's 2 weeks from this Wednesday, I believe. No, it's a week from
this
Wednesday.
I'll be up in Minnesota.
It'll be a week from this Wednesday. It will be the matches that have been announced. The first right now it's Shinsuke Nakamura versus Austin Aries, Asuka versus Nia Jax for the NXT Women's Championship, American Alpha versus the Revival for the NXT Tag Titles, and we also have the Samoa Joe defending the NXT Championship. Against Finn Balor inside the first ever NXT cage match.
Yeah, so, who do you think is going to win that match?
I think Joe wins it again.
You think Joe? And then they bring up Finn Balor?
Another thing, but the match of the night that I'm looking forward to more than anything else in that whole card is Shinsuke Nakamura versus Austin Aries.
Oh, yeah, two phenomenal athletes.
As we saw at NXT TakeOver Dallas, the match of the night was Shinsuke Nakamura versus Sami Zayn. Keep in mind,
yes,
those two men didn't even go practice with each other, didn't even go, it was just straight up two men, like, no contact with each other, no interaction with each other up until NXT TakeOver Dallas. Until
yes,
that match.
That was a hell of a match.
And it was a clinic. So just imagine Shinsuke Nakamura going one-on-one with Austin Aries at NXT TakeOver The End. The question is this the end of NXT TakeOver? That's the question. But that's an added mind right now. Will this be the end of NXT TakeOver Dallas? I mean, I'm not actually at NXT TakeOver, but Dallas, but actually NXT TakeOver.
Isn't SmackDown supposed to bring over the NXT people?
Especially bringing some of them up, not all of them.
I'd say bring Bayley up.
That's what I saw what the thing was. I gotta look at the mock draft or the. I'll look at.
You don't know Bayley deserves it.
I gotta see what it was. I saw it earlier this afternoon. Give me a few minutes and I'll find it, but as we're doing this, we're going to talk a little bit more wrestling. We got Metro Pro coming this Saturday night.
Yes, we do.
Should be a very fantastic show.
The 6th anniversary.
Yep. And speaking of Metro Pro, their demolition will be live in living color.
Yep.
Which they'll be part of an 8-man tag against the commission, with the commission taking on another against Cobra Kai Dojo's Davey Vega, Mike Seidel, Hiroshi Shizuka, and Geek Seeing will be part of that. Then also, we'll have. I actually say this, and I'm just saying this because I'm me and that's how I roll. I think that night we will see Jeremy Wyatt again, who recently.
Got fired.
Even though he recently did just get fired after losing a match to Rhino at our last Metro Pro show. So where do we go from here?
I think there's going to be hell to pay for Michael Strider. He's going to be laying down a pool of his own blood.
Not just that, though, we also have Angelus Lane versus Miss Natural. We get the world title tournament started.
Yep.
So much more. There's going to be so much stuff going on at that show. It's not even funny.
Or do you think Jeremy Wyatt could put on the Revolution mask all over again and enter the tournament?
I have no idea, but I will see. We'll see how that goes.
Yep.
But as I'm sitting here looking for this thing I saw earlier today. Again, the return of John Cena here tonight on Monday Night Raw.
All the kids will be happy.
I'm not a happy camper. I'm ready for Finn Balor to come up on.
Yeah.
I'm not getting it yet.
I want to see Bayley in reverse way. I'm tired of seeing Charlotte walk around.
But yeah. Sorry it's taking me a little bit to find this thing because I saw it earlier and I'm trying to find it again.
I said I do have a question for you, though. What did you think of Charlotte kicking her dad to the corner last week?
I can only say this because of the fact that it's just me and that's how I roll. It's another thing is that I don't think it's the end of Charlotte and Flair, because I think Flair will come back and help her out and she'll realize what she's done.
Yeah.
But
that could possibly do.
Yeah. But as we're sitting here and we're deciphering everything, it's just never know how things will turn out. The thing is, I'm ready for SummerSlam. I know I'm already looking ahead to August, but it's going to happen. But I'm ready for Sasha return. I've been ready for Sasha return since she got hurt. So Sasha needs to come back.
Yeah.
Like ASAP.
Yes, she does. And be the boss that she is.
Yeah. So, yeah. Right now, I'm still looking for this thing I saw earlier. I'm trying to find it still. Just give me a little bit. I'm still finding it. So for those of us who are, you guys have been listening to the Over the Top podcast so far. We're still going on live. Still live. We're still talking anything and everything wrestling. If you want to get your calls in, it is 213-943-4444. 3422. You can jump on in and you can get your thoughts on everything WWE, TNA, Lucha Underground. We can talk whatever you like. It's a jam-packed edition of the Over the Top podcast. Even though so far we're chilling and I'm sipping on a beer. Oh, here we go. I found it. Okay. Okay. This is, I guess, what the list is supposed to be. This is the leak list. I'm a leak listed version, but I don't think this is confirmed or not. But if it is, awesome. On Monday Night Raw, you get Miz and Maryse, Seth Rollins, Sasha Banks, Sami Zayn, Cesaro, Enzo and Cass, Dean Ambrose, John Cena, Paige, Alberto Del Rio, Neville, Jericho, The Dudleys, Summer Rae, Kalisto, Shining Stars, Zack Ryder, Sin Cara, Sheamus, The Usos, Dolph Ziggler, The Ascension, Nikki Bella, The Social Outcasts, Bayley, Shinsuke Nakamura, The Revival, Carmella, Alexa Bliss, Bobby Roode, Hideo Itami, Liv Morgan, Blake and Murphy, and Elias Sampson. On the SmackDown side, Rusev and Lana, New Day, Apollo Crews, Becky Lynch, AJ Styles, Kevin Owens, Bob Villains, The Wyatts, Baron Corbin, Emma, Tyler Breeze and Fandango, Anderson and Gallows, Randy Orton, Dana Brooke, Titus O'Neil, Tyson Kidd, Alicia Fox, Natalya, Darren Young and Bob Backlund, Golden Truth, Kane, Mark Henry, Jack Swagger, Tamina, Eva Marie, Finn Balor, Peyton Royce, Ty Dillinger, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, Austin Aries, Mojo Rawley, No Way Jose, and Nia Jax. Okay, dude, really? And then your announced team on Monday Night Raw will be JBL, Michael Cole, and Byron Saxton. Your SmackDown announced team will be Jerry the King Lawler, the Murillo guy, and Corey Graves. Your official ring announcers will be Lillian Garcia and JoJo. And then your backstage interview will be Renee Young and Funaki. Will be your deal. So that's the supposed leaked deals. Reigns and Charlotte will be on both shows. But last I heard is that they're going to have the titles.
The only thing about that is
so I don't know how that'll end up.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah, the only thing about that, the list, though, is I thought they said Tyson Kidd couldn't wrestle again after a severe injury.
It says nothing about Kidd on here.
You did say Tyson Kidd.
I didn't say Tyson Kidd.
Yes, he did.
Oh, wait. He didn't say... Okay, I did say Tyson Kidd. I'm sorry. But the thing is, the Tyson Kidd thing, though, you never... Shut up. You need to shut up.
I got to go there. I think it's going to be a good draft.
This is just... There's just a leaked list. That's not what the official list is. The official list is. We'll find out when the draft will be, which we'll probably find out tonight on the Memorial Edition of Monday Night Raw. And we'll see how the rest of this goes.
Speaking of WWE, though, there was some shocking news that Cody Rhodes after his release.
Well, actually, I do see something here. It says that WWE Draft is scheduled for the July 11th edition of Monday Night Raw in Detroit as of this moment, but things could always are subject to change.
That could be true. Yeah. But what do you think about Cody Rhodes asking for his release?
I think it's a good thing for him. Because the fact that reason why I say it's a good thing for him is because the WWE's creative department sucks. And WWE, and legitimately, he has said that he wanted back to the Cody Rhodes gimmick. As it stands, I saw his list that he has. He said he wants to wrestle at PWG. He wants to wrestle Adam Cole. There's a big long list he wants. But we'll see how he ends up, after that, but we'll see. I don't know where he's going to end up, where he's going to go, but I have a feeling that he'll end up in Ring of Honor, PWG, I would see him over in Japan.
Exactly.
So you'll never know how he's going to end up. Actually, I don't think I saw the list. Where's the list at? Here we go. After 8/19, this is what he says. After 8/19, this is Kurt's actual Twitter. He says, Adam Cole, Dalton Castle, Bola, Kurt, which is Battle of Los Angeles, for those of you who are not WG fans, don't know. Kurt Angle, Chris Hero, Mike Bennett, Moose, I guess the Young Bucks. The Trevor Lee, Siri Busta. I think he was to wrestle Roderick Strong. I think he was to wrestle what's his face? Rodriguez, whatever his name was in WWE. I forgot what his name was.
Jay Lethal?
He wanted to wrestle, I don't remember exactly his name. I think it's like something Rodriguez. I don't remember his name, but I have a feeling I'm watching so many different things on this Twitter feed, and I have fans saying he may end up going to Bullet Club, but we'll see how that goes too. Which I wouldn't mind seeing the Bullet Club. It's a way to go through the Bullet Club. What did he say about that? Do you think he'd be in the Bullet Club?
No, I think he joined the Bullet Club.
Yeah. Do you think he'll join the Bullet Club?
He'll play Rhodes.
And for those of you that also, a couple weeks or so, we're going to have possibly a new match, which in the coming weeks, I'm going to have another announcement on the regarding of the show because of the fact that I might have something new in my life going on. So I'll have an announcement about that. You'll find out about it soon. But again, this is over. This is the Over the Top Radio Network. If you guys want to get your calls in, we talk all things professional wrestling. We may even talk WrestleMania 33, which is going to be in Florida next year, believe it or not. If you guys want to go to Florida,
what's going to be in Florida?
Ride. WrestleMania 33 is in Florida next year.
Oh, yeah, yep. We should go.
We'll be in Florida next year. So it should be a jam-packed show. I'm also working on getting some new people coming on the show, like not hosts, but getting guests on the show. So working on all that. Soon we'll be getting announcements for WWE 2K17 coming this October. We're going to be getting ready for SummerSlam. We'll be getting ready for so much wrestling coming up. We got Metro Pro coming up. We're going to try to make our way to WLW in August. We're going to try doing so many different things. So if you guys want
to... Did anyone win our contest for the Metro Pro?
No one even submitted in. So we have no winner on the Metro Pro deal. So we'll do another one, but we're gonna do it for August. Because in August, I hear rumblings that we're gonna go to a bigger venue in August. So we'll see how that goes. That's last I heard.
We are getting jam packed.
Yeah, every show since middle of last year has been sold out. So we'd like to get you guys in.
Get back on my front row.
Shut up about your freaking front row.
What are you going to do about it?
I don't know where you live, but I know where we hang out all the time. Which the official sponsor of our show this week is Twin Peaks. If you want to go get some food and see some beautiful women, go to Twin Peaks. They have very scenic views.
All right, we're definitely going to Twin Peaks.
But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a very small break. We'll be right back in the next. We'll catch you on the other side. We're going to talk some more wrestling and get your thoughts. So, see you in the next 2 minutes.
Yeah, I get it. You're an outcast. Always under attack. Always coming in last. Bring it up to fast. No one owes you anything. I think you need a shotgun blast. A kick in the ass. So paranoid. Watch your back.
With the gun, when you gotta wake up, when you gotta wake up.
And we are back on the Over the Top podcast. We are here live, just hanging out. Raw starts the top of the hour. We're still waiting on your calls at 213-943-3422. You guys can check us out on our website at www.overthetopradio.webs.com. That will go on live at midnight tonight, because I'll be the one publishing it all tonight. But as we continue on this fine day, James, what do you want to talk about, like, all things professional wrestling?
What was the question?
You, sir, do not listen. You have officially been booted.
Say what?
Okay. Let's talk anything and everything professional. What do you got?
Why don't we talk about Metro Pro coming up?
Let's talk Metro Pro. So far, we have a car that's been announced so far. Metro Pro, I'm going to get the official card number up here in just 1 second so we can get the official card that's coming up. There's actually a video of Demolition doing a video. So if you guys want to go check that out, head over to the Facebook page on Metro Pro. You can watch that Demolition video.
In our radio show.
But the official card, as it stands right now, Demolition will be in the house celebrating our 6th anniversary. It's the 6-year anniversary of Metro Pro Wrestling. It's a huge 8-man tag. You have Demolition and the Commission versus Davey Vega, Mike Seidel, Kiyoshi Shizuka, and Geek Singh. We'll also have a Central States and Kansas Championship unification title match between Central States champion Ace Steel versus the newly crowned Kansas champion, superstar Steve Fender. Also, we'll also have Angelina Slane versus Mitch Snatchel. We'll also get a 16-man tournament, the start of the 16-man tournament for the Metro Pro Heavyweight Championship, with the first-round matches being John Webb versus Kiyoshi Suzuki, who will be pulling double duty that night, Dirty Jake Durden versus Craig Kingsman, part of Team Vintage. We also have first round action between Mark Sterling versus Rory Fox, and also first round match Derek Stone versus a question mark due to Jason Strife not being physically able to compete. Also, President Michael Strider will accept the 2015 Missouri Wrestling Revival Wrestler of the Year Award for the previously stated terminated rebel Jeremy Wyatt.
And we all know who's going to show up.
But for those of you who know about this event that's going on, tickets are still on sale. Front Row has been completely sold out. The general admission tickets are $15 a pop. $15 a pop. So if you guys want to go to that show, it should be a great, great show. Regardless, but
Mr. Do you already have your tickets?
I do have my tickets.
That is good. So we should get there early and do a live Facebook.
We'll do a live stream before the show starts. We'll do a live stream, and we can get you guys. Well, we'll do it before and after. We'll do like a
maybe an intermission.
Like, do it like, and also our third host will be there live, maybe since he's got other things happening right now.
He is gonna be there, and he is taking his kids.
And I guess one of their friends. So yeah, you guys can go check out the Metro Pro Wrestling page. You can go watch Demolition talking about the Road Warriors. Should be a very fantastic show. Also, on top of that, so much stuff going on in the world. of professional wrestling. I'm reading a tweet. Someone's actually on the line right now, so if we can get that person. Hang on, me.
All right.
Hey, AJ, continue talking for a minute. That'd be greatly appreciated.
Oh, sure. I get to talk. Sure. Yep, but Metro Pro is a Saturday. Like we said, tickets are still on sale. Front row has been completely sold out since they went on sale. But general admission is still $15, $10 for kids, I believe, five years. 5 years and up to 10, maybe. So, yeah, we're going to have Metro Pro this Saturday. Should be a good card. Should be some exciting surprises.
Let's get our caller on the line. This guy... I'm actually giving him a formal introduction because he's a good friend of mine. He also has his own radio show with Joe and Renee. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Mr. Joe Lance with Wrestle Talk every Tuesday night here on the blogtalkradio.com/Renegade Radio Network. What's going on, Joe?
What is going on, fellas? How are you all tonight?
We are doing fantabulous. Well, at least I am.
Yes,
I don't know
we
about
are.
You.
Is. Hey, good, I'm good. Always fabulous.
But, so welcome to our show, and we're glad to have you on, and let's talk wrestling.
All right. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, well, let's talk about the return of John Cena tonight, for starters, since we go, it's Raw will start in about the next 15 minutes. Let's talk about Raw. Let's talk about the return of Mr. Super Cena.
Super Cena.
John Cena. I mean, I don't know how many people are going to be really happy that he's coming back. I mean, I think it's going to be fresh that he's coming back, but I think that he's going to get the same treatment that he always gets. Like, I think it's been a relief without having him there every Monday night. But I guess we're just going to find out tonight.
Yeah, it's Monday Night Raw night. Yeah, we're doing this show an hour late. But, hey, it's whatever. But you know what? But, me and Joe Lance actually have a very familiar with each other because he does a show on Tuesday nights known as Wrestle Talk with Joe and Renee, and they actually have a jam-packed show tomorrow night, I believe, don't you?
It is on, actually this week is going to be on Thursday night because my wife is graduating tomorrow, so we're not going to have the show tomorrow, it's going to be Thursday night. But yeah, we have a couple guests that we haven't announced yet. We're going to be announcing in a couple of days. It's always a jam-packed show. It's always a fun show.
It's always a jam-packed show because I always listen to it. And also you can find out more about the Unified group through their show. You can find out what goes on, all things wrestling like us. But also... Mr. Joe Lance, another thing that's going on, we got Money in the Bank coming up. We have NXT TakeOver The End coming up. What do you think of NXT and the card that it looks like? I mean, the card looks fantastic for NXT TakeOver.
I think that it's going to be a pretty good show. I always look forward to the NXT TakeOver shows. I mean, you've got Nia Jax against Asana, which should be a really, really, really good match. You've got Samoa Joe against Finn Balor, which should be a really, really good match. Not sure if Finn Balor is going to win the championship. I'm thinking that they're going to, at some point, bring him to the main roster. I'm not sure when. But it seems like it's going to be a pretty good match, a pretty good card so far.
Yeah, and what do you think the match of the night's going to be? Actually, a takeover. Well, I'm not sure you're looking forward to the most.
The match that I'm looking forward to the most probably would have to be the Samoa Joe against Finn Balor, because they're both really good wrestlers and they look really good together. That's the match that I'm pretty much looking forward to the most myself.
As me and James were talking earlier about it, I have Shinsuke Nakamura versus Austin Aries being the match of the night. That's what I'm going to go
that's
with because the fact
that's what I'm looking for too.
It's going to be a good
we
match.
Have that. I mean, we saw the debut of Shinsuke Nakamura at NXT TakeOver Dallas two nights before WrestleMania. And you got to admit, Zayn versus Nakamura actually stole that show. But as things go on, as we also head into Money in the Bank coming up 2 or 3 weeks from now, six of the seven spots in the Money in the Bank ladder match have been filled. Who do you think takes the last spot?
Oh, my goodness. I think it's going to be a surprise entrant. I'm not really sure who that they're thinking. I'm thinking it could be Bray Wyatt. He's supposed to be coming back. I mean, it could really be anybody. Hell, it could even be John Cena. John Cena could come back tonight and get into the Money Bank. But there are rumors that he's supposed to be winning the U.S. title once again and having the John Cena Open Challenge.
Okay, and then also we have the possibility of maybe a Finn Balor debut at Money in the Bank, which is what I'm possibly thinking. But we'll see.
That could be another possibility, yes.
Yeah. And then we also have another match that's been confirmed to be the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match between Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins. This match, I believe, has been a year in the making because of the fact that both men have been hurt both times it's been announced. The first time being at Night of Champions, it was really supposed to be Reigns versus Rollins for the WWE Championship, and then at Survivor Series, it's supposed to be Reigns versus Rollins when Rollins tore his MCL and ACL. So
yeah.
Let's hope this time we don't get either one of them hurt this time. And then also, with now the brand split being imminent, because which I was talking earlier, and he left us. He dropped our call, which he. Keep in mind that man's out from West Virginia. It happens. But yeah, I mean. I was about to ask him a question about the whole draft coming up. With the imminent of the draft. I don't know what happened there, but I don't know if we disconnected him or we lost him. But whatever happens, happens. But yeah, as we continue through the show, what's going on? Guys, still want to get your thoughts on. Come in at 213-943-3422. We'll get you called, get back on the show, get you on the show. Joe, we'd like to have you back on anytime. Thanks for coming on this evening. I'll be sure to listen to the Wrestle Talk podcast this Thursday night on their network. But moving on, James, I'm also going to get into a little bit of Lucha Underground. Lucha Underground show has been pretty, very, very good as of recent. With Brian Cage becoming the new Gift of the Gods champion, which was a very, very, very fantastic show. Then this week, I think it's going to be Mantaza, who is the current Lucha Underground champion, taking on Brian Cage, who is the current Gift of the Gods champion. Where do you think that goes? Have I lost my co-host as well? Uh, I think I've lost my co-host. But
what?
To those of you...
Sorry. I'm back.
He's taking his sweet time. This is what happens whenever your co-hosts are slacking, you need to put them back in line. So you know what, James? You're slacking, dude.
Sorry. I was getting ready for my Raw challenge.
We've got a Raw challenge starting in the next 10 minutes. But the thing is, what's really going to be interesting is that I was talking about Lucha Underground with Lucha Underground having Mentaiza as their champion, getting ready to have Brian Cage cash in his Gift of the Gods championship for a shot at the Lucha Underground champ, which is Mentaiza. Should be a good match between Brian Cage versus Mentaiza. But what do you think about the Lucha Underground stuff?
What do I think about it?
Yes.
Oh wow! I mean, I really haven't watched much of the Lucha Underground because I always keep forgetting what time it actually comes on. But I actually like the idea that he traded his championship for another championship match.
Okay, hang on. Breaking news. WWE has just tweeted live on the Raw pre-show is live on the network. As so you know, about a blockbuster tag match will probably be a main event on Raw tonight. It will be a 6-man tag between Sami Zayn, Dean Ambrose, and Cesaro taking on the team of Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, and Alberto Del Rio in a 6-man tag team Money in the Bank tag team match.
Wow, that's going to be a good match.
What are your thoughts on that match that's just been announced?
I think it's going to be a good matchup. I mean, I really do. But I think since I'm doing this Raw Challenge, I think I'll already go on and make my pick for Dean.
Don't
the
tell
team
him
of Dean. What?
The one plus you listen,
what?
Do not tell your pick. Do all not right, tell
I'm
your
not
pick.
So not tell my pick. DeJuan but I think it's good. Yeah, I think it's gonna be a good show. Good match. Let's just go with that.
Then also what's really interesting is that I'm excited. Will we see, because I watch a lot of Lucha Underground, I watch a lot of New Japan, Ring of Honor. Speaking of Ring of Honor, June 24th, Friday night, June 24th, Ring of Honor will be doing a pay-per-view known as Best in the World 2016. One match has already been made. Two matches were made so far as it being... the rematch from last year's Best in the World will be Jay Briscoe one-on-one with Jay Lethal for the Ring of Honor Heavyweight Championship. We will also be having also a ROH TV Championship match, as it will be Bobby Fish going one-on-one with, I believe, if I remember correctly, it was Dalton Castle, I believe. So I think that's what so far is the card is so far. Looking to see what the card is officially at the moment. I'm taking a look. So far has been announced. The card so far is Jay Lethal, Jay Briscoe, Ring of Honor Heavyweight Championship. Bobby Fish versus Dalton Castle for the Ring of Honor World TV title. And just announced BJ Whitmer going one-on-one with Mr. Wrestling 2, or Mr. Wrestling 1, I don't remember exactly, Steve Corino in a fight without honor. So I think we'll see a more evil side of Steve Corino again.
You know, speaking of that Ring of Honor, I think we will see a new champion. I think Briscoe will beat Jay Lethal.
We'll never know. We won't know until that night. And so far, it's the three matches been announced, and there's still matches to be announced. I'm pretty sure the ROH tag team titles will be up for grabs. I'm pretty sure that there'll be other matches to go on the card. It should be a fantastic. It should be a jam-packed show. Keep in mind, it'll be June 24th, live on pay-per-view. You can watch it on pay-per-view. You can watch it on iPay-per-view. You can watch it almost everywhere. You can get all the info, all the stuff for it. You can want to go into the video on demand. You can watch the World of the World Tour. You can watch Global Wars. Some of the events they've had, you can go watch Final Battle. You can watch some of the greatest events and all things pro wrestling. You can go get your stuff rock and rolling, and you can go and watch. Yeah. And I'm about ready to read about, well, I'm not really reading, I'm just going through all the stuff for it. Expected card, Ring of Honor, which is, people are saying spoilers. It's going to be, the title matches have already been decided, expect to be announced. Karina and them have already been chosen. There's going to be Young Bucks and Adam Cole versus War Machine and Moose. We're going to get Roderick Strong versus Mark Briscoe. ACH, who's a fan favorite here at Metro Pro in Kansas City, versus Silas Young. And we'll also get a Ring of Honor World Tag Team title match as the Addiction takes on the Motor City Machine Guns. The Machine Guns.
The Machine Guns are back.
Probably one of my favorite tag teams. Well, have always been one of my favorite tag teams in the world, and I don't know how.
They're not on WWE.
Not in WWE. But will we see Ring of Honor's Best of the World pay-per-view be on PlayStation like it's been? I want to be back on PlayStation again. Because I watch Ring of Honor on PlayStation because that's how I roll. And I'm a rebel. Yeah. but never know how this is going to play out, so.
Nope, but, and I'm the one that always pays for it on pay-per-view.
Well, I pay for it on pay-per-view through my PlayStation, so chill. But as we're waiting for, I think it's on Fight TV, I think it's the last time I saw it, so I'll be honest with you, on the Fight Network. I think that's what I saw. I don't remember. But yeah, it's just, you can watch the Fight Network, you can get all things pro wrestling on it. Question is also, I actually have a question for you, Mr. James. Do you think we will see, we will ever see CM Punk debut in the UFC?
Oh, wow. I know he's been struggling, and they keep putting his match after match off. I really don't think we will. I don't think we'll see him in the UFC. What about you?
I don't think we'll see him in the UFC either. But we'll never know how it's going to play out.
Yep.
But we are in our 7 o'clock hour. If you guys still want to get in, 213-943-3422. We're still taking calls in. We're really wanting to hear from you in the second hour. We got about an hour left to go on the show. James's Raw Challenge just started. It's pretty fantastic stuff.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm looking on Fight TV. You can watch FIP on the channel. You can watch TMLL, WCFL. There's a lot of stuff on here. You can go watch Global Wars if you like. But coming, they don't have anything upcoming yet for ROH. But I'm trying to find all the upcoming stuff so we can figure out what's coming up for Ring of Honor and stuff like that. Like, so far I'm looking at stuff for there's CMLL you can go watch. You can go watch FIP Accelerate, which you can go watch. A lot of things happen. You never know. You never know exactly how things are happening. But you never know. But watch CMLL you can watch, which is free, which is live and free going on right now. On CMLL, you can go watch it on the Fight Network, and there's a lot of cool stuff out there. I mean, but yeah, but for those of you who are just joining us, we are live on our show. Never know what you're going to expect. Never know what you're going to get. You never know who's going to show up, because we just had Joe Lance from the Wrestle Talk Podcast show up. Very fantastic.
Yes, we
dude.
Did.
Very fantastic dude who came in on our show. Is doing fantastic stuff with his show, which never know who will pop in on his show. I mean, they've had guys from, yeah. But we'll see. As we're talking right now, there's just a lot of things going on. I mean, a lot of things in professional wrestling going on. We got Money in the Bank coming up. We got WWE. We got Money in the Bank coming up. We got NXT coming up. So yeah, we'll get to go and see our website at midnight this evening. You can go look at that. Get that going for you, which will be at www.overthetopradionetwork.webs.com. You can go check out all of our stuff. So you can go check out all that stuff.
There's a lot of stuff going on. And then Dynamo Pro just did like another double shot weekend.
Yes.
And if you are listening, WWE Raw is also live right now from Green Bay, Wisconsin. So you can tune on to the USA Network. You still there?
I'm still here. For those of you that I'm watching an announcement from Ring of Honor matchmaker Nigel McGuinness. So give me one very, very quick second. Yes. Yeah. So hang on one quick second.
Alrighty. I think if you want to watch that, now would be a perfect time to take like a little commercial break.
It would. So we're going to take a small little commercial break. We'll be back in the next 2 to 3 minutes. So we'll be right back.
Yep.
I'm on top, this ain't even my peak. And everything they said was out of my reach. So close, man, hit it off for the home fam. Time all year, we ain't hit the phone, man. This ain't even my peak. And everything they said was out of my reach. So close, man, hit it off for the home fam. Time all year, we ain't hit the phone.
Hit the weight of the world on my shoulders. Felt like a lion in a room full of vultures. Try to slow me up, but the bro got focused. Gave me no shine, but the world still noticed. Now I'm about to own this, ripping my culture. Rocking my ear, lava like a soldier. Time off flag hanging off of my wrist. Don't step, Steve Nash couldn't give the assist. If you act wrong, have your eye in your singing you a sad song. Dead man walking, go put a body bag on. I just want the gear that they never put a tag on. Hanging with the girls you can never get a hand on.
Ain't even my peak, and everything they said was out of my reach. So close, damn, hit it off for the home fam. Time all year, we ain't get the phone, man. This ain't even my peak, and everything they said was out of my reach. So close, damn, hit it off for the home fam. Time all year, we ain't get the phone, man.
You know what it is, I'll be puffing out my chest. I'm around a hard sex, screaming homo to the guests. Toasting to the good life, I remember way back. Seeing Trump, wishing I could recreate that. Now we eating meals off $1,000 placemats. 5-star restaurants you couldn't even wait at. Others make cash, we make history. Who's so synonymous with victory?
I'm on top, this ain't even my peak. And everything they said was out of my reach. So close, man, hit it off for the home fam. Time all year, we ain't get the close, man. This ain't even my top. And everything they said was out of my reach.
We are back on the show this week. How are we are in the second hour. There's a lot of things going on. I am reading through. For those of you who are in the Woodbury Heights, New Jersey area, you can go Friday, June 10th at the Woodbury Heights Community Center. You can go watch Kevin Sullivan take on the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont. You can take on the franchise. You can watch franchise St. Douglas take on the War King known as Eddie Kingston. You can watch the Battle of the Bronze NWA Heavyweight Women's Championship match. You can get the Bullet Babe Amber Gallows taking on the Heartbreaker Penelope Ford. You can also watch East Coast, West Coast, Intergender Clash, Bad Boy Joey Janela, CZW star Joey Janela, taking on Lucha Underground star Thunder Rosa. And there's many more to be put on that card with Jeff Cannonball, Tony Deppen, Danny Havoc, Connor Claxton, Devin Moore, Drew Blood, a.k.a. Nation of Intoxication, Jigsaw, Anarchia, Sonny Kiss, Blackwater, Daniel Harris, Shellac, Yuta, Preacher, Kurt Robinson, Frankie Picard, and Lloyd Jameson. Tickets will start at $10 and go visit www.h2owrestling.com for more info and more details. So as that's going on, more and more wrestling to be talked about here in the second hour. Let's see what we got going. Let's talk a little bit of Impact Wrestling. Slammiversary rears its head. TNA Slammiversary coming to you on pay-per-view very, very, very soon. should be, I believe, in the next couple of weeks. I believe, isn't it? I believe it'll be June 12th, 2016. It'll be matches that have been announced. We got Drew Galloway versus Lashley for the TNA heavyweight title. The match only end via knockout or tap out. Match number two will get Full Metal Mayhem between the Hardy Brothers, Matt and Jeff. We will get a singles match between Mike Bennett versus EC3. We'll get a tag team title match between The Decay, Crazy Steve, and Abyss with Rosemary taking on the team of the recently reunited team of Robbie E. and Jesse Godders, known as the Bromans. And we will also get a TNA Knockouts title match. And I know her as Gail Kim, but TNA knows her as Jade, taking on Sienna. Then we'll also get Gail Kim going one-on-one against Maria Kanellis. What do you think, Mr. James?
Mr. Jake Ryan.
What do you think about the TNA card I just mentioned?
Oh, what do I think about the TNA product? I mean, their show is actually starting to interest me a little bit. I mean, I do like the storyline between EC3 and the Miracle Mike Bennett, that he's making EC3 go back facing the competition that once gave him trouble before, or people that have turned his back on him, to get a chance to face the Miracle.
Yep.
I really don't know what I feel about Maria running the Knockouts division. I mean, they just had Velvet Sky lead the company after she's been with TNA forever.
Yes.
So I really don't know what I feel about that unless she actually gets into the ring and fights her own battles, you know?
Yes. And then we got CZW coming up with their show. Tournament of Death's coming up. I'm looking to see what the matches are going to be so far that they've announced at. At least I think it's already. We got Claxton Masada for the first round. Draymond versus Jeff Cannonball. Josh Crane versus DJ Hyde. You can go watch CZW over at czstudios.com. You can go see what the fuss is all about when it comes to all things CZW. The official match card so far for Tournament of Death. It's going to be first round action, as there will be a light tube death match between Deathmatch Drunkard Danny Havoc taking on Four Loko's former deal. And Alex Colon will have RSP Ricky Shane Page, also known as Christian Faith for you fans in AAW, taking on Timothy Dunst. In a Dunst choice match, we'll be getting the CZW World's Heavyweight Champion. He's not defending his championship, but he's the defending TOD champion. He will take on Jeff Cannonball in a home run derby death match. We will also get Connor Claxton taking on the international death match superstar Masada in a barbed wire madness death match. We're also going to have a first ever Devin Moore invitational scaffold match as Devin Moore goes one-on-one with Dale Patricks. And we will get also DJ Hyde, who's the owner of the Combat Zone, taking on Josh Crane in a Pain of the Glass death match. So if you guys want to go watch CZW, head over to czwrestling.com. You can go watch anything and everything that is that. Also on that note, also, they also announced their card for July 9th for CZW's New Heights. You can go watch Leo Rush defending his CZW Wired Television Championship against AR Fox. You can get David Starr versus Dave Chris in a 2 out of 3 falls matchup. You can get Joe Gacy, the Chainsaw Joe Gacy, taking on Alex Colon, and you get EYFBO taking on Scarlett and Graves, part of OI4K in Dayton, Ohio. You can go watch all that stuff. Then you can also watch the Freelance versus Freelance Wrestling out of, I think it's in the Midwest. Go watch versus CZW. It's in Chicago, Illinois. Go over there, watch those shows. CZW's cards are normally fantastic. I'm a tournament death guy, so I will be watching live on. I'll be watching live on iPay-per-view like I normally do for Tournament of Death. But yeah.
They brought the show too. I love CZW.
Yeah. Then we have Chikara's doing shows again, which we should be getting to. Dynamo Pro's been doing shows, which we'll be getting our friend Luke Roberts back onto the show sometime in the near future. See if he wants to hop back on here and talk all things and everything Dynamo Pro. Which you can, if you go to the Dynamo Pro page right now, you can go watch the final 10 minutes of the Dirty Jake Durden and Brandon Aarons match from the Ready Room this past Saturday night for the Dynamo Pro Heavyweight Championship. You can go watch also another thing from the Ready Room this from back in February. You can watch my good friends HLE, High Level Enterprise, take on Keon Option and Justin D'Air. You can go and get him. Yeah, I mean, a lot of things have happened at the show, which we'll be glad to talk to him about here before long. Apparently, Stephanie McMahon is live on Raw right now. If you guys can go check her out. And a guy, I'm watching our Twitter page. I'm watching my Twitter page. Someone saying Stephanie McMahon and those legs. Oh my, I'm in love. Someone's
Oh, she did have good looking legs.
I'm not a Stephanie person.
She didn't like my legs.
Shane and Stephanie
now,
kicks off the ball. So
they did talk about brand extension. That there could be a possibility they could be breaking up the New Day. They could be breaking up the tag teams.
I don't think they're going to break
up. They did
say
that's a possibility. What?
It's a possibility, but I don't think it's an actual deal. But we'll see.
I think it'll happen.
We shall see. We'll find out probably July 11th. In Detroit, Michigan, probably that's about time when the draft is going to be. But we will see how that goes.
I just made my first pick for tonight.
And for those of you that are not watching Raw, what's going on? Because I'm not watching it right now. Because I'm still...
You guys better be watching it, because I'm in a Raw challenge right now.
Well, you're watching it. I'm not, because I'm currently in the middle of doing a radio show. Like, you're kind of pulling double duty.
I'm multitasking.
You're pulling double duty. Just chill.
Exactly.
Okay, fans, just letting you know, if we ever argue on the show, you know why. We argue daily.
No, we don't. Not daily.
We argue on download daily, but it's just whatever. But as we go along, Rockstar Pro is doing a show very, very soon. They're doing their next show this Wednesday night. If you guys are in Dayton, Ohio, head over to the Rockstar Pro Arena. You can watch the Rockstar Pro Heavyweight title match as the baddest man alive, Aaron Williams, takes on the returning Callahan Death Machine, Sammy Callahan. You also get to watch the intergender match between the returning Havoc Death Machine, Jessica Havoc, taking on Desmond Xavier. We're also going to get the American Lucha Corps Championship as Zachary Wentz versus John Murray. If Murray wins, it'll be Murray versus Dick Justice this Friday. And the Blacktop Auto will be for the title. Plus the Rockstar Pro Tag Team Champions, the Foundation, Jake Crist, and Ron Mathis will be in action and will also put the titles on the line this coming up Wednesday night. So for those of you who are in the area of Rockstar Pro, go over there, take a look at what they're watching, because they have a lot of great stuff happening. Yeah, I've been getting up to the promotion, and also for those of you that are in the area too, they're doing a training seminar together. Sam McCallahan and Jessica Havoc are doing a training seminar. $25 at the door. Limited spots available. Go check out once you reserve your spot. Email Chadwick Parker at I believe it's at Rockstar Pro. At gmail.com.
That's actually pretty cheap.
That's $25. It's better than what a lot of these other guys charge. And also, the Black Top Battle, the show has been announced. It will be the Rockstar Pro Heavyweight Championship. If Aaron Williams makes it through Sami Callihan this Wednesday night, he will go one-on-one with All Ego Ethan Page, which, if you've been following Evolve, Ethan Page has been trying to earn the respect of Johnny Gargano. Also, we're going to have Rockstar Pro Tag Team Champions online as Jake Crist and Ron Mathis defend their tag team titles against the handicap heroes known as Gregory Iron and Zach Gallen. Also, the Lost Girl Samantha Hyatt will take on former TNA Knockouts champion and Death Machine Jessica Havoc. Also, the Bad Dudes, Pompano Joe, Jeremiah Percy Davis, and RC Sniper taking on the team of OI4K, Dave Crist, Desmond Xavier, and American Lucha Corps champion Zachary Wentz and Sick and Twisted Spades. At the Bad Dudes win, JT manager, JT Davidson, the OI4K manager, must become the Bad Dudes manager if OI4K and Spades are the... I guess a situation that the Bad Dudes win, team wins, JT Davidson must become the Bad Dudes manager, which is currently OI4K's manager. If OI4K and Spades win, the Bad Dudes must become OI4K's bitches. Yes, I'm going to use the rated R visibility on the screen. And yes, in Dave Crist's words, the Bad Dudes will become OI4K's bitches. Also, another match that has been announced. Big Hurt John Murray will go one-on-one with the Super Cop Dick Justice. We'll also have a last minute day match. It'll be a hardcore lumberjack match. A hardcore lumberjack match. Sounds pretty interesting. It actually sounds good on paper. It'll be Michael versus the Man Without Fear, Kyle Maverick, and a hardcore lumberjack match. We'll also have This Is Awkward, Benjamin Kamara and Sid Fabulous take on the Bro Warriors, Clayton Pex Jackson and Darren Sex DeNiro. And that'll be this Friday night, June 3rd, 7:30 bell time, reserved for Front Row Ringsider, only $15. Drill Mission's only $10. Plus, they'll be joined by a Greek Street food truck. It's really well, wrestling action and some great food. Don't you dare miss the fun in the sun. So, and that's an iPay-per-view, so if you guys would go watch that, go take it a watch. It's a pretty good deal there. So if you guys would go watch some good action at Rockstar Pro, go ahead and give those guys a look at. I mean, those two their shows have been pretty great. So yeah, we are at 7:25. We have 35 minutes left in the show. It's been a very jam packed evening here on the show. So far, I'm working on stuff for next week. And next week, I think we'll talk about some history. We're going to talk about the territory days next week on the show. We're going to probably get into some the history of Texas wrestling. We'll probably get into that next week. You guys want to go to Metro Pro? It's this upcoming Saturday night. You guys want to go
be
watch
there,
it?
Be square.
be there, be square, or we will attack you with kendo sticks.
Or still or sledgehammers.
I don't use sledgehammers. I use kendo sticks. But as we continue, as we keep moving on, for those of you that are joining us, Raw is going on right now. If you
right
have
now.
Not, it's going on right now. You guys want to go take a gander of it and go watch
New
it.
New Day versus
some
the Vaude Villains.
So the match going on is apparently the New Day versus the Vaude Villains is going on right now. We got another half hour to go in the show. So we'll see how this goes.
It goes.
Yeah, it should be a fantastic show. The rest of Raw tonight.
Still calling.
So you guys can still call into the show. It's the number still 213-943-3422. You can jump in now to go and watch or list or get your calls in on Raw right now. Get your calls on everything else that's going on. You will be excited at all the wrestling that's coming up. We're going to get some Dynamo Pro in here soon, which I need to get James and Thomas up to those shows. I need to get a lot of other people going on. I'm looking at WWE's Snapchat right now. And yeah, that's the New Day for you. Ring of Honor is coming up, which we'll be doing stuff next week, getting you geared up for that. But yeah, I mean, we've covered a lot of stuff tonight when it comes to professional wrestling. Yeah. James, what would you like to add on this fine evening?
On this fine evening of talking professional wrestling.
We talked a lot of wrestling.
We talked a lot and a lot of wrestling. But
we talked a lot of wrestling. And for those of you who are also basketball fans, Golden State versus OKC is also going to start in the next half hour, unless it already has started.
Go OKC.
I'm going for Golden State. That's just me. And also, WWE... on Twitter, just posted Unleashed See Tonight hashtag Hatch. Can we see tonight the debut of Sister Abigail?
Ooh, tonight?
Possibly the debut of Sister Abigail.
Who do you think it could be?
I have no idea.
Someone freaky.
So who
that
could
be
just as crazy as
Wyatt?
Who could be Sister Abigail?
Hopefully a hot girl. But you never know.
We got Sister Abigail coming. We do not know how this is going to go. But Sister Abigail. But for those of you that are watching Raw, go continue to watch it. It would be a very fantastic. Yeah, very fantabulous stuff.
And the Vaude Villains are still facing the New Day.
Yep. And also, they just announced at Metro Pro tonight that for June 4th, the Regal Twins will take on the KC Wolves, which are due for an AEW title match, tag title match coming shortly.
I think the Regal Twins will win it. It looks like Metro Pro is going to have, more than 8 matches that night?
Well, and then they're also trying to find something for Jason Strife, who recently went on a Facebook deal saying that he will not be able to compete for shows here to come. You can go and get stuff like that. But we'll see how that goes. But, as we continue on with our show, I don't know. Yeah.
I did not see that coming on the ball.
But ladies and gentlemen, we've had a fantastic show. You can also check out.
Excuse me.
You had to burp online. You had to burp on air. I'm about to jump through the phone and kick your candy ass all up and down your house.
I have a pretty big house.
And for those of you who wants to see me kick James' candy ass, give me a hell yeah. And I know, I know I can't hear you right now, but later on, I want you guys to send me your hell yes, like James's ass.
Yeah, I do. Maybe we could do a live match on Facebook Live feed on Saturday.
We might do that. If you guys want to go watch. It's going to be pretty fantastic. But yeah, we'll see how that goes. We got 28 minutes left to go in the show. But for those of you who've been keeping up with us tonight, I'd like to thank again Mr. Joe Lance for hopping on our show tonight. And you can, and we'll be listening this Thursday night. Or
yes, we will.
You die well.
I'll have you listen Thursday night.
Yeah, listen up this Thursday night. You can go and check out our stuff coming at after midnight. Put up on the website up at midnight if you guys go look at it. It's gonna be freaking sweet.
I will say this. Next week I will actually be on a remote location for our show. I'll be up about 2 hours north of Duluth, Minnesota, on vacation.
So he'll be in Minnesota. I will be here in Kansas City, Missouri. So we, it's the next week. We're gonna have so much stuff going on. We're gonna be talking
Metro Pro next week too.
We got Metro Pro this weekend. It's a fantastic show, and if you guys want to get at that show, you can go see us. That's what me, Thomas, and James will all be this Saturday night at Metro Pro. If you guys want to go hang out with us, we will be there live.
If you're lucky, we might sign autographs.
We'll sign autographs. We'll even sign T-shirts if you like. I've talked a lot.
Yes, you do talk a lot.
You're about to get super kicked through the freaking.
Through the cell phone?
Super kicked through the cell phone.
Like to see you try.
I could try, but I'm not going to try right now.
Yeah.
But. If you want to go and check out our old shows, last week I had an interview, sit-down interview with both Matt Fitchett and Davey Vega from the Cobra Kai Dojo. Had them both on this last week. You can go check out our show. You can go check out that show. You can go check out. Yeah.
We still have 25 minutes.
We still have 25 minutes.
Someone call in.
Someone, please
listening.
Call in. I know you guys are dying to call in. Please call in at 213-943-3422.
I'm on Thomas. Right there.
Because I've talked a lot about wrestling tonight, and if James would look at his chat, he would be in the loop, because he's watching Raw right now instead. That's where his mind is.
Find that challenge. Yeah. I can't fault it.
But yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't make me jump through the song.
But definitely, we'd love to thank you guys for listening to us this week. We still have 25 minutes left. Still want to get you guys calling 213-943-3422. You can go in and talk to us on the show. And we have so much other stuff going on. I don't know where to start. All I know is that I need
a
beer.
We have a lot of people going on right now, too.
Yes, we do. For those of you, we are based out of Kansas City. We watch Royals baseball like it's church. Right now,
and also the NHL Stanley Cup kicked off tonight too.
Stanley Cup kicked off. The NBA playoffs started tonight, or the finals started tonight.
Oh, yes. I don't think the final actually starts until 2 days, but I think Game 7 of the OKC Golden State game.
That was going on today. Also, for those of you who have not watched Raw, I just saw Gallows and Anderson just attack the New Day. We'll see how that goes.
Yep.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are live on the show, we'd still encourage you to call in, join us on the show.
Everyone's welcome.
Everyone is welcome.
It doesn't matter what gender.
Interesting.
We'll take any calls right now.
Yeah. By order of board of directors, as of this moment, Chanone, a.k.a. Harley Dipper, is no longer associated or involved with this group. Interesting.
What just happened?
Checking out all these other pages and stuff. But if you guys want to call in, say hello, we'll gladly accept your phone call.
Yes.
You are so stinking crazy right now. We're so crazy right now. Yep. But,
we haven't seen Big Show in a while.
Speaking of which, I'm going to talk to you about this. Netflix acquires the rights for Resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts. It'll be available June 1st on Netflix. If you guys can go and check that out and watch it. I thought it was a very, very good show. Well, at least I've watched it in the way I've watched it. So if you guys want to go check that out, June 1st should be a fantastic, fantastic show.
By the way, I just saw your message for tonight.
You finally did. Oh, by the way, James, your match is officially over.
Yeah, so I guess I won the match.
Yep. His match is officially over. He doesn't have to worry about it anymore.
Nope.
So his Raw challenge is over. So his Raw challenge lasted a whole 30 minutes. Because the guy who is in the match is no longer part of the group anymore.
So for those of you
that are paying attention to this. Should be a very fantastic week. Next week, we'll have a lot better stuff going on. Jake has just had
a rough week this
week. We will have guests next week for sure. We're supposed to have one tonight, but she called and told me a little bit ago during our break that she's not going to be able to come on tonight. So, I don't know, which I'll forgive you. But if you guys are wanting to be guests on the show, we'll get your work done here shortly. But also, in the coming weeks, I'm doing a cross-promotion with another radio show for their show. So if you guys want to, and they'll be on in the coming weeks. So if you guys want to get on that show.
And I guess
show,
I guess if you do that, then I can pick up our Slack here.
Yes.
Like, help
I'm doing
help
all
find
the fun
guests
stuff.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, because you've been gone for 2 weeks. You've been gone too long.
Yeah.
You need to get 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'll put on more work for you.
Get your ass in gear.
I will do that.
Okay. But, but I want to thank for Mr. Joe Lance being on the show this week. I want to thank, if you want to go check out their show this Thursday night from Russell Talk with Joe and Renee, you can go check them out on www.blogtalkradios.com/ Renegade Radio Network.
Renegade
also,
Wrestling.
You can check out. Also, you can check out my other friends, the Sports Shack with Joe and not with Joe, but with John and James. Theirs is www.blogtalk.com/ the Sports Shack. So if you guys want to go check those shows out, it'd be great. But we're going to call it a week this week, and we will sign off for tonight. I'm Jake Ryan.
Oh, let's also thank the veterans.
Yeah, I think we already did that. So we're calling it a week this week. We'd like to thank everybody for coming on. We will see you next Monday night, and we will...
Next Monday night? All right, sir.
We'll see
you. It'll be at 5 or 6.
It'll be at 5 o'clock like our normal time this week, next week. But
right.
We will see you guys.
Your job still sucks.
James has officially been booted from the show this evening. Thank you guys for coming on. Have a wonderful, wonderful